Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Want to welcome in our first guest, and that is John Shinsky, who is primarily responsible for the development, construction, execution of the Shinsky Orphanage in Matamoros, Mexico. Hello, John. How are you?
Good, Jack. How are you doing?
Just fine. First of all, I guess we would both want to congratulate our friend Joe Rexrode of the Lansing State Journal for winning a Football Writers Association Award for the article, fine article he did on you. And there have been an awful lot of things written, broadcast. I'll never forget waiting in a press trailer for some Final Four credentials and seeing everything come to a complete stop while CBS ran that piece that Dick Enberg narrated.
Oh, Jack, I have to tell you, the story is so reflective of some tremendous things that are going on at the orphanage and with the children. We just returned from our first year anniversary, and it's so nice to see that the media is being recognized for writing things and or producing things that just reflect a tremendous story. I know I'm just so proud of Joe Rexrode because I thought he did a miraculous piece in writing that. To tell you the truth, David Ackerley also won an award for his TV production that he did when he went down. So, and there's several people that that have been recognized. So the most important thing to me is the fact is that they're winning these awards because they're reflecting the benefits of what's going on with our children, and that's just a great thing to see, a great story being recognized.
John, we were talking the other day about the Jerry Lewis MDA telethon and the giving spirit in mid-Michigan, and we have seen that over and over and over again, and I know how important you think that's been to the overall construction, development of the orphanage, the bike ride between Spartan Stadium and Matamoros, and all of the things that went into that. It doesn't happen by accident.
Oh, not at all, Jack. But, you know, people, our community, the international community, the collaboration that's taken place has really pulled together to formulate an outstanding project and an outstanding program for our children. And the generosity of our community, the commitment of our community, the sincerity of our community to give back and help children that they don't even know. But I guarantee you, Jack, someday they're going to know them. And believe it or not, the organization that we partnered with, Nuestros Pequeños Hermanos NPH International, is going to have what they call a Pequeño Tour, which is an orphans tour. And they're going to be bringing orphans to Lansing on October 13th. And we're going to have a special presentation at the Eagle Eye Golf Club. And also the children are going to have an opportunity to go to some of the schools. Now, these are orphans from NPH International. Our children aren't ready to come yet because they've only been there a year. Mm-hmm. But you get an opportunity to see. It's Hispanic Heritage Month also. So we'll get an opportunity to see our children. And I think it's the first step towards having a full collaboration of not only the things that people have given from our community, but now opening the door to children. And before you know it, we're going to see children from the United States going over to Mexico and children from Mexico coming over to the United States. And it's going to be a wonderful thing to see.
John, you understand the political climate in this country, and you know there are people who want to erect a 20-foot-high barbed wire fence between the United States and Mexico. What are some of those people missing in terms of the humanity and what's happening with the children there?
Well, you know, the unfortunate thing is the fact that in every culture, in every community, in every country, there's a population of people who, you know, break the law, cause problems, you know, really aren't doing the humanitarian kinds of things. And typically they're the ones that get the attention, and they're the people that that are responded to the most. But I have to say to you that the humanitarian efforts that have taken place to be able to serve children who are part of those communities, just like they are in the United States, we're all subject to danger, we're all subject to pain and hurt and all these kinds of things. But at the same time, there's a lot of great things going on in both countries. And I think we have to be able to take a look at the good things and celebrate the good things, and that's why I'm so pleased to see the media people being recognized for the stories that they've done about these children in this program, because that doesn't happen very often. You know, most of the stories deal with either sports figures, events, situations, but to be able to see the results of providing service and support in a community is a tremendous recognition. And in addition to that, I hope that it provides not only examples for adults in our community of things they can do to make a difference, but that it makes an impact on our young children. And you wouldn't believe the number of young people who, you know, were excited about the bike ride, that have been to their schools. They're very interested in helping other children. So I think there's been a lot of residual humanitarian efforts put forth in thoughts and actions in our communities, both in the United States and Mexico.
For those who may have been in a time capsule and are not familiar with John Shinsky's story, he was an orphan and had a very positive experience with a loving family. Lyndhurst, Ohio?
Lyndhurst, Ohio, correct.
Okay, and then came to Michigan State, of course, became captain of the Michigan State football team, 1973, distinguished educator now at Grand Valley State University, but tremendous work with the Lansing School District, and always knew he was going to give back, but you didn't know it was going to be in Mexico, did you?
You know, Jack, I didn't have a sense of where it was going to be. When I decided not to play professional football and went back to my orphanage, and I left the orphanage in Parmadale, and I looked at those children there, and I look back to the blessings that I had to not only be cared for, but to get an education, to be part of a tremendous program at Michigan State. I vowed at that time that I was going to build a home for kids. I didn't even know where it was going to be. And I just stuck to that vision and let everything unfold. And it unfolded one day on a plane when a young man told me he was going over to work at an orphanage in Mexico. And sent me information on it. I went to visit the orphanage, and I asked them what they needed, and I thought they were going to say food and clothing, and they said they needed a new orphanage, and I knew right then that was the calling. So that's how the pieces came together.
And if you know John Shinsky, you know that when the orphanage is finished, he doesn't spend the next 10 years taking victory laps. He's determined to do more, and unfortunately, just after you left to celebrate the first anniversary, there was a severe storm, correct?
Well, you know, I just found out about an 45 minutes ago, because our people in Mexico couldn't communicate with me. All the lines went down, so they lost their electricity. The internet went down; they couldn't communicate. So I thought things were okay, but I just found out that a few of our buildings were damaged because of the rain. It was almost like a tornado or a hurricane. They're still trying to. It was 65 mile an hour winds, but the big thing that it did, and I hate to say this, but Kelly Dean's son, Chris, and Tim Stout's son went down to the orphanage, and Jack Zimmer and Bruce Hendy and several people from Lansing, and we built a one-mile fence around the entire orphanage. And it was cement blocked into the ground and everything, and I have to say that the entire fence was completely destroyed. So fortunately, no children were hurt. You know, you can always fix things.
Yeah, you can fix a fence.
You can fix a fence, but I tell you what, when you go down there and see those children, we've got 30 children now. We had up to 33 at one point, so we've tripled in 1 year. We're focusing on education this year. I have one young lady who's 12 years old that wasn't even ever in school at all. So, you know, you can tear down all the fences you want, but we're not stopping and providing these kids a place to live, love, care, and support, and education. And it's our dream that someday these children are not only going to be able to contribute to their own community, but they're going to get up here at Michigan State. I'm going to get some of those kids up to Michigan State and, you know, really give them a chance to flourish.
Well, if anyone wants to get more information, they want to check it out online, maybe they still would like to make a contribution and share in this dream, the best way to do that, John, is?
If you go to our orphanage website at shinskyorphanage.org, and that's S-H-I-N-S-K-Y orphanage.org. And the one thing that we're really unveiling on October 13th, too, in the Lansing community, and there'll be more publicity on it, is Sponsor a Child. So people will have an opportunity to sponsor our 30 children and become part of their lives. And then they all not only hear about the project, but then they get communications from the children directly for just $1 a day, $30 a month. So we're doing everything we can to support these children. They're getting ready to go to some of the better schools in Matamoros, Mexico, and getting an education, love, care, and support. And it's only possible because of all the great things that so many people have done from so many areas. And that includes the media, Michigan State, the coaches, all different kinds of people that have volunteered their time. So we are deeply grateful to be part of the Lansing community and deeply grateful to all the wonderful support people have provided us for a long period of time now.
Well, I really appreciate you sending on the information about the anniversary celebration and also the photos here of the destruction of the storm people will be able to see. I'm going to send these on to Beijing and my son Zach tonight. I know he'll want to see these. And keep in touch with us on how things go and anything we can do to help.
Jack, thank you so much, and I'll definitely be in touch.
All right, John Shinsky of the Shinsky Orphanage, and it is one of Lansing and Mid-Michigan's great giving efforts. We will be right back. We're going to talk with Steve Mitchell about the gubernatorial polling, and we're going to find out why this race now looks like it's about 2-1 with Rick Snyder over Virge Bernero. We'll be right back with that and much more. Ebling & You, 1320 WILS.